Of CP, everyone. Okay, since Zoom decided to not work on my laptop, and since Squadcast bought the script, for those of you that use the script, Squadcast now we just bought the script. And so we are using Riverside FM, which I am sorry, it's a learning curve for everyone, including the Blondie over on my side, because Blondie on my side had a she didn't have a difficult time. She just did not have Chrome because she uses Safari, and apparently it doesn't work with Safari. So, and of course, the first interview I did, Riverside FM 8, the interview. So now, I'm going to be a little, good little podcaster and record from my laptop, which you're supposed to do anyway, not mumbling. And, yeah, Zoom just decided conk out on my laptop and it won't let me update it. And so now, from now on out, we are going to use Riverside FM. Via my laptop, you can get Riverside FM via phone. You just have to leave the recording open until it finishes up loading, and hopefully the audio is better than Zoom, because Zoom is crappy audio. Google, I have tried Google twice down here, and Google seems to have better audio, but yet I can't figure out how to record in Google to save my life. So, Google Meet. So the next best option is Riverside FM, because, yeah, it doesn't necessarily eat storage. It doesn't necessarily have crappy audio. So what I'm going to have to do is figure out how to edit this thing, which editing is not my strong point. You guys know that. And so editing wasn't my strong point when I took a podcast class in college. Editing is not my strong point, but I guess the universe is trying to say that editing should be my strong point, because Zoom conked out, and now we're still trying to produce podcasts. Now, that said, as of January, and you guys heard me say this for I don't know how many years now, I say it and then don't do it. I'm finally setting a boundary for myself, because I'm realizing that you guys like the Cerebral Palsy content more than you like the guest content, and you guys like me more than you like the guest, which I feel flattered by. Most podcasts care about the host more than they care about the guest, and I have said that publicly, and people are starting to believe me. Unless the guest is Michelle Obama or Barack Obama, people do not care about these people, and they care about the host asking questions more than they care about the guest. And so that's why I've decided to Danielle and I have decided, since my back surgery is coming up on January 19th, not December 29th, because smack dab in between the holidays and me having back surgery, I would have no help. I would have, hospital, New Year's Eve, Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, if you know, you know. And if you listen from Phoenix, Arizona, you definitely know that this is a city of 3 million people that I'm in, and it's a little bit crazy on a good day, and I can't imagine New Year's Eve in the hospital. Of course, I won't be in the ER, but New Year's Eve in the hospital. Yes, I'm going to a safe hospital, but still, New Year's Eve in the hospital. It's not going to be very pretty. And plus, my help said we're going to be out of town, it's the holidays, and my team from Aspen wants to come down and help and do all that. So they said, well, flying down from Aspen is going to get tricky if we do it during December. December is usually a big snow month. So because the kind person that I am, I said I will try to reschedule my surgery. And yeah, it's rescheduled. So I won't be setting foot into the hospital until 5:30 a.m. January 19th. And hopefully they told me if all things go according to plan, which we're messing around with the spine yet again. Hopefully this will be the third time and the final time I mess around with my spine. After this, no more. No more, no more, no more. I've decided no more. Thank you very much. I've decided that we won't even put out to the universe what they told me, because that won't happen. That will not happen. My rods will stay in place and it will be good. And yes, I will be regretting it for about 6 weeks after. Probably 3 days after I will be regretting my decision. But it's all gonna be good. And so they told me the surgery starts at 7, and I'll get to why I'm saying this in a minute. The surgery starts at 7. Surgery starts at 7:30 a.m. Hopefully, I'm in recovery by 1. Hopefully, it's a 3-hour surgery, not a minimum of 4 hours. We're trying to get it under 4 hours. We're putting that out to the universe, because if I'm going to do this, I want no complications, no monkey business on the operating table. For those of you who have been around me, know that I have had monkey business on the table. They let my spine go dead. They let me get propofol and fusion serum. They gave me propofol and fusion serum, which I have talked about to a cardiologist, anesthesiologist. He specializes in cardiology, but he's still an anesthesiologist. Anesthesiology. And he said, when that's a complete fluke that you had propofol and feeling them, and then you get your spine to go dead. You're more likely to get your spine to go dead on the upper leg of the grade. But granted, they were working on a 17-year-old in a pediatric hospital. The only reason why the 17-year-old yours truly graced the doors of the pediatric hospital is because I have a kid's disability. So, yeah. So, no Phoenix Children's Hospital for me. Thank you very much. And yeah. So, January 17th, I guess it's a late, I don't know what you would call it, late Christmas present, late New Year's Eve present to get my back done in 2024. And then I'll be in recovery. I may, yeah, I have to figure this out. I may have my laptop with me. I will definitely have an iPad with me. Hopefully, we're putting that on the Christmas list. iPad. And so hopefully I will have my laptop with me. I not that I have surgery, but I because where I'm gonna be and locals know this, you guys don't have to know this. It is 20 minutes away from my house. So yeah, if I forget anything, I live in Phoenix, Arizona, which is a nice benefit of having great medical care. And I say great medical care. I mean, we have the Mayo Clinic 5 minutes away from my house. So, Mayo, and which is nothing to sneeze at. For those of you that know John Hopkins up in D.C. or Mayo Clinic all around the planet, I have one 5 minutes from my house. No, they don't take my insurance. Otherwise, I would be doing a back surgery in 2 seconds flat there at the Mayo Clinic. But we have so many medical options there in the Phoenix. We have so many medical options in the Phoenix, Arizona, that it's no big deal. And so, I will be in the hospital for a week. My goal is, and they will want me up and moving either day of surgery or day after surgery. Hopefully, the up and moving part doesn't happen the day of surgery. Not without food in my stomach, it won't. And so hopefully they wait until the next day, but knowing these guys, they want up and moving. And they had me sitting at the edge of the bed 2 days after surgery in ICU. And so they want me up and moving. Hopefully, I can get up. I will be able to get up and moving, but not without food in my stomach. That is a big no-no. To get went up and moving without lunch. Nope. Nope. Not with a fresh scar. Not with a fresh go down to my back. Nope. And actually, what I've been told is actually working with the old store and not making a new one, hopefully. And so, yeah. So my January is going to be a little bit interesting, but basically what I'm doing in the middle of January is publishing a book in that's coming out in May, and or maybe coming out in June, depending on how I feel. It's definitely coming out in May, but it was supposed to come out in February, but I pushed it back due to my surgery date. So I'm gonna let my body decide, do you really want to start working with back surgery in 2 days after your back surgery or 3 days after your back surgery? I'm gonna let my body decide because my body can tell me in 2 seconds flat. And so I may be a little bit scattered and wonkified after the back surgery, but it's going to be excellent and it's going to be fabulous because my back will be fixed. And yes, I am hoping that normal back surgeries after this, if anything, were the spine breaks down with age. And so if anything were to happen after this, I would just leave it alone. Because right now I have a screw that's attached to a bone and I'm trying to keep the mobility that I have. But this will be, we're putting this out to the universe. You guys, this will be my final back surgery. No complications, no nothing. No complications on the operating table, no nothing. So, final back surgery, and then now it's just going to be my final back surgery. I won't even put the words on this podcast that they told me because that's not going to happen, and I'm not going to deal with it. Third time. Second time was a broken rod that I had to deal with and was extremely painful. The third time down here is because of failed back surgery syndrome. And yeah, my rods are messed up. My back is messed up. But it's they're not going in there, just grab the screw and fix that. The reason why I'm opting for back surgery, and you guys know this. You guys who have met me in person at PodFest, you guys know that I'm wheelchair bound, wheelchairs my legs, and you guys who have seen me in pictures know that wheelchairs my legs. So I have a mobility. I cannot walk independently. No, the surgery is not going to naturally make me walk independently, I wish. But what the surgery will do is keep the mobility that I do have, and then it may be a little bit wonky after, but as soon as I get the strength back in my legs, and as soon as I go back to PT and have PT, and I already have PT, but and they said, yeah, we can just tell the discharge that you have PT, and then tell the discharge nurse that at the rehab. And so here's the deal, you guys. I am going in for back surgery on January 19th. I almost said 18th. No, 19th. And then I'm going hospital, rehab, home. I'm used to hospital, home. I'm not used to this in betweeny stage of rehab. Yes, the rehab was my decision. No one's forcing me to go into rehab after back surgery. No one. This was my decision as soon as I found out what was actually wrong with my back. Long story, I spent probably last, well, it, yeah, probably last year I go get my scoliosis checked out for the first time down here, and they say, well, you're doing great, because of your scoliosis. I think there's something wrong with my back. I know there's something wrong with my back. And then they said, fine, we'll give you orders to go get x-ray. That was an interesting joke, me going to get x-rays. Finally, when x-rays happened, finally we tried back injections. They did not help at all. And so one round of that didn't help at all. And so I said, okay, I'm opting for back surgery back then. And then the myelogram thing was three times to get one myelogram. Typical win. Typical win. It's always a case. That's what happened with me. And so three times to get a myelogram, and you guys remember the myelogram story. And so it's like, okay, three times to get myelogram. Finally get that done. Finally see the doctor who's doing it, who's doing the surgery, because he would not see me without a myelogram done. And for those of you who go, what's a myelogram? Myelogram of anything, myelogram of the spine is a CT scan with contrast dye. Yes, they put contrast dye in the ear bag. They do a very small to medium needle, and they puncture your spine and do all that. It's very, very skilled, very precise. And so three times, get to myelogram, we got that done. And now the doctor says, well, I'm not doing the back surgery just because you have a screw missing. I would do the back surgery to get your rods aligned again, and it may not, it will not improve your mobility, but it will keep the mobility that you have. And I said, yes, please. Yes, please. Let's not. She's on mute, right? She's trying to speak to me. On mute. Go ahead. Go. Yeah. See, this is real life, people.
I want something.
Yes.
I want something.
Oh, geez.
Something.
I thought you wanted to talk to me. That's okay. Put yourself back on mute. Open it, my guy. Love you. That's okay. You were coughing. See, this is what happens when you do, when you do CP in a podcast. You get it all, screwed up. But what I was going to say is that please continue listening to the podcast. Please go buy Danielle's book. It's coming. It's relaunching. And then she has another book in the works. We found her. Well, I found her publisher. Thank you very much. And so it's coming. My book is coming out in May. And so please, 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 while I'm saying ouchie, while I'm recovering and saying ouchie, and I want to see a little bit extra in my makeup because I will be flat on my back. So I please go check out my books and please go check out Danielle Coulter's book because we're back in the book writing stage, and I actually have a new job. For those of you that weren't paying attention last time the artwork of CP aired, I said I have a new job. And I mean that. I have a new job. And it is helping people write their books. And I got this job because I stumbled across Women Witnessing. And after this book comes out, I will be working with Women Witnessing on my own stuff. And although Madeline McCrean gives them the legacy, will still be my publisher. And I may publish down here just because it's easier. I actually know my publisher in person. And one man team right now, and maybe she has a team to be on the scenes. I don't know. But yeah. But I'm going to be either, I'm definitely going to be working with Women's Witness or Natalie McLean, Gifts of a Legacy. Right now I'm working with Natalie McLean, but, and Danielle is too. And so she will be, it's, yeah, doing self-publishing, right? It's a whole beast from the East in itself. And we, Danielle and I can talk about that on a whole different level, on a whole different publishing scale. But doing publishing right is a whole beast from the East in itself. And so I am going to let Danielle sign this out. And just to let you know, I am having, again, I am having back surgery, and my book, I'm having back surgery in January. My book is coming out in May, if not June. If, depending on how my pre-op goes, I will, depending on how my pre-op goes, I will push it back to June. If, but look for the pre-orders as I don't know, later on this week, because Natalie's going to start pre-orders for me, and so look for the pre-orders later on this week, and it may be coming out in June. It may be coming, it's definitely, it's set to come out in May, but it, because it's self-publishing, and because it's my work, and because Natalie knows that I'm having back surgery, everyone in Brenna knows. And so, because of my back and because of this monkey business with my back, I have to be really, really careful what I commit to. I am busy, and I'm trying to do self-care at the same time, and yeah. So, self-care and working, not so much. So, and as of January, Danielle and I are going to only do CP content on askwin/theartworkofcp, because we have come to figure out that you guys like us more than you like the host. And interview podcast, it shall not be. And so for those of you who are still waiting for your interviews, yes, I need to go search my laptop and I need to up. Danielle needs to upload those. And if anyone out there who's listening knows how to do screen shares, Macintosh, help. Because I've done so many interviews, you know, buried in my laptop. And this is all 2020 stuff. So we need help. And we need help. And I need help. And I'm flat on my... And I'm going to be flat on my back. And I'm super busy with everything else right now. So I will... I am not going insane. I am not going insane. It's all good. But just, and yeah, just know that if you can't find me, I'm hidden under a blanket in a hospital bed as of January 19th. If you can't find me in 2 days after that, then get a little concerned. But yeah. As soon as anesthesia gets out of my body and you guys can understand me, I will be texting away. But you may just have to be patient with me because back surgery is back surgery is back surgery. For those of you that had back surgery or haven't coming up, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't care how many back surgeries you've had, but you know, back surgery is painful and it's nothing to mess around with. So, yeah, that's why I'm going a little MIA. And so, if you guys are looking for me, and I'm actually going to be on the Office Talk podcast on Tuesday, that's going to be recorded. I'm going to let you know that I don't know the baseline questions on that. I get to be on the other side of the mic. Yippee. And I get to be interviewed. So I don't know the baseline questions of that. But what I do know is Charles is going to ask me who my author inspirations are. And those two are going to shock you, shock the hell out of everyone, because you guys don't know. You guys don't know who my author inspirations are. And I was lucky enough to hang out with my author inspirations when they were alive. One just recently passed away, and yeah, if you follow People magazine, you know who passed away on September 1. And so let's say he has to do something with cheeseburgers in paradise, and let's just say that people know him for his music, but they don't know for his books, and so we're going to talk about that. And the other one will shock you as well, and the term gonzo journalism, if that rings a bell, we're just going to talk about that. So I will let you guys know when that is published, so you guys can go munch on that. And munch on that win too. And how do you feel? So please, 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 please click pre-orders on Danielle's book when it is coming out. And then she's relaunching all her books. And then I am writing a new book and then relaunching my novels because, yeah, they need to be launched and loved on again. And so, yeah. So please check out my work. Please check out Danielle, look, and I'm going to let Danielle close us out.
Yeah,
Thank you for calling us. What the cute blondie said over there? What the cute blondie who I hope to see in person one day. It's been too long. I got to see it last year, though. I shouldn't be complaining. But FaceTime and Riverside FM and all these technologies don't give hugs. So, although the last time she gave me a hug is to not let go. And the last time I saw her, she gave me a hug and jumped in my lap. She knows I'm not to do that. So don't let go hugs. I don't think she's going to do that this time. She just didn't get to see me in 2 years. And so, don't let go hugs. She knows not to jump into my lap, but I let that one slide because she didn't see me in 2 years. And so, yeah, hopefully we can get that together. Hopefully we can make that work. But I am going to let you guys go. I'm going to let this episode upload. One thing I do want to tell you is and I will tell them the others to leave the computer open, all your mobile device open until it uploads, and Riverside will tell you that too. I'm just saying that. For those of you that are guests on Riverside and don't want the interviews to get eaten, and so leave it open, leave it open until it uploads. And then we'll grab it, and then we'll post it where it needs to be posted. But we'll see you guys next time, and I will see you guys probably back here with another fabulous Ask Win interview. I haven't checked my schedule yet, and so I will see you guys next time. Bye, you guys.
Bye.